Irene shuffled into the kitchen. She did not find Hubert there either, but her daughter set the table. Bread rolls and croissants were piled up in the bread basket. Jasmine stood at the cooker, carefully putting eggs into a saucepan. "Hey, Mum!" She turned and threw her arms around her neck. As always, Irene marveled at how quickly her baby had become a grown woman. In the summer, she would have to buy 30 candles for her birthday cake. A grey-striped cat mewed on the balcony. She put food in a bowl, opened the door, and put it down for the cat. The cat had been watching her carefully. It mewed briefly, and pounced on the food. Irene watched as the animal devoured the chunks. The stray had appeared one day, jumping over the garage roof onto her balcony. Shaggy, with dull fur. The next time she went shopping, cat food had ended up in her basket. She turned away and went into the living room. "Since when do you like cats?" asked Jasmine. When she was little, she had always wanted a pet, but it would have been too much trouble for Irene. She had assumed that the work of looking after it would fall on her. There was so much going on at their hotel that she sank into bed exhausted in the evening. After all, the mortgage she had